Welcome to the Fire Up Coaching Podcast, your number one podcast all about the amazing world of coaching. Listen in as this internationally recognized and one of Australia's leading coaching companies share over 20 years of coaching experience and knowledge. We chat with fascinating individuals that will inspire you, industry leaders that will amaze you, and take a look at the current research and trends in coaching to inform you, all to help you ignite the potential within. Get ready to learn, laugh, and level up with our thought-provoking podcast and join us in making the world a better place using the power of coaching and the art of the conversation.
Hi there, this is Craig from Fire Up Coaching. Today I want to talk about an interesting subject, something dear to my heart, which is why become a coach. It's something that certainly crossed my path about 12, 13, 14, 15 years ago now. And I want to talk particularly about two areas. One is about reward and the other one is about opportunity. But before I do that, I suppose I want to talk about, you know, I suppose with advancing years that I have, sometimes you look back, and this is not about getting to purpose and all those sorts of things. This is really just about, you know, when you're young and you come out, you sort of go, what am I going to do? And it's almost like you're choosing life or your options or even your career options off a menu. You know, I might say trades or white collar or professional or whatever that, but you're really choosing the options off a menu. And what I want to talk about why I become a coach is it became a time where I thought, you know what, I don't want to choose off the menu. I want to create my own dish, create my own meal, whatever I want to choose. And maybe it was only, again, the confidence to do that after time that actually allows you to actually make those decisions or come to those conclusions about what is it that you really want to do? And, you know, I had a long career in corporate Australia and a number of, you know, senior marketing roles with some of Australia's largest organisations. I did a bit of a sea change. I moved out of Sydney up to the Sunshine Coast in Queensland and found myself in, let's say, some smaller businesses than what I'd previously worked in. And then one of them, I was actually working in Brisbane. And the opportunity came up to work with a coach. It was actually provided by my boss. So we decided to work with a coach. It was my first experience of ever working with a coach. And I sat in this room. I remember vividly today, I sat in this room and the coach said to me, what do you want to achieve out of this? You know, what is it you're looking for, Craig? And at that stage, vividly, I remember I said, Brian, I'm 45 and I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up, okay? And I'll never forget those words. I'll never forget those words because, you know, I had set my goals, university, achieved my goals. So by the age of 40, I achieved some of the goals that I'd set. But I just felt there was something missing. And I suppose it's the approach that I was taking is I'd set goals and a lot of those goals were around either a position in an organization or a financial goal in terms of remuneration. And the one thing I sort of left off was my own passion or the environment that I wanted to work in, what was right for me in terms of the place I wanted to work. So I suppose I found myself at that age of 40 going, I don't really want to work in the corporate world. It's not really consistent with who I am and where I want to be and what value I'd like to add. And so that's why, you know, I coached with this person, Brian, for about 6 months. It led to quite a significant change because he was asking me questions that certainly I'd never asked of myself. Even things like, what do you want? That really simple question, well, which is a teaser, isn't it? What do you want? What do you really want? If anything was possible, what would you choose for your life? If you were guaranteed of achievement or success, what one great achievement would you dare to dream for yourself? Top questions that we know what coaching's about. And you know what? It changed me. in that 6 months, I'd had more development than probably in my, you know, 5 years at university, I think, and my schooling in terms of personal development. And it really made me open my eyes and open my mind up to the world, I suppose, and maybe what was possible. That question of maybe anything's possible. So I went down a path and I spoke to another person and said, I wanted to be a coach because I wanted people to feel what I'd felt. And so eventually I got referred to Kathy, our founder at FireUp. This is about 2008, to do her coaching program. And that changed my life. And to this day, even as one of the facilitators and trainers at FireUp, delivering the Cert 4 in personal and business coaching, I have to say, I believe it's one of the best personal development programs you ever do. Most of us come on like me because I want to be a coach. I want to learn how to be a coach. But I got to tell you, the personal transformation that you go through yourself is absolutely incredible. And it continues after your coaching. So at the top of this conversation, I mentioned the word reward. And I didn't mean reward from a financial perspective. I meant a reward from a sense of purpose, a sense of fulfillment. And what I achieved, I suppose, by going through the training to be a coach today is an absolute amazing, incredible journey of personal development. And it continues every day that I'm in this opportunity, in this role. Because when I'm coaching others, I've got to tell you, the number of times that I come out of the conversation and go, boom, wow, I think I got just as much out of that as what the client did, okay? And sometimes I even get excited because I go, hang on, someone just paid me to coach them and I got as much out of that as what they did, okay? So it's almost like I'm being paid to continue my own development. And I mean, how rewarding is that? You know, over the last now 14 years that I've been coaching, it's been a continual journey of personal development for me. Where else is that possible? Where else can I combine my career choice, my options, with so much personal reward? And that's just half of the reward. The other half, not surprisingly, is the value I hope that I can add to my clients. To see personal transformations in people, to see those light bulbs come on, to see that smile on people's face when they light up, when they realize something, maybe that's an opportunity they hadn't thought about before. When you see the aha moments, it is just an incredible, incredible, rewarding profession to be in. Where else do you get the opportunity to help so many people come to what the decision is right for them? Not what we think's right, not what anyone else, not what their, you know, family think is right, not what their friends think is right, what they believe is the right decisions for them. And the personal power that comes from that, that is a reward that I cherish. Being able to coach people, I believe, is a gift that we are given. And my gratefulness never stops for that gift to help people. The opportunity to hopefully play a small part in a life transformation so that people can move to their real, true potential. Because that's what we all have. We all have an absolute unique potential. Sometimes we just don't see it. We know things that happen like that. Most people outside of us see our strengths much more than what we ever do. And that's what the reward is. It's a twofold reward. One for me in terms of my own personal development, and the other one being how rewarding is it to know that you're helping others? And that's what drives most coaches. I absolutely know that. I also mentioned at the top of the conversation opportunity. So again, why become a coach? I mean, I could live on that energy and juice of what I've just talked about for life, but of course, I also need some, you know, cash flow. Okay, I can't live on that dream alone. you know, and just recently the ICF came out with some amazing statistics. They did their 2022 ICF Global Consumer Awareness Study, interview people all around the world to find out what's happening in the world of coaching. I just want to share with you the opportunity that exists, because some of these numbers blew me away, absolutely blew me away by the opportunity. Over 70% of the population now are aware of coaching, a significant shift from where it's ever been before. Okay. A significant shift. Okay, back in 2010, it was under 50%. That's a significant shift in the past 10 years. Absolutely incredible. Why are people saying that they want coaching? Well, there's enormous opportunities that open up. Guidance from their inner career area, career development, thought-provoking and creative process to maximize their personal professional attention, potential, and working towards achievement of specific learning objectives. They're the top areas that what people are looking for coaching in, which as we know. What we're seeing now is that about 35% of the people surveyed had experienced coaching, but then another massive 30-odd percent had not experienced but would consider coaching. So there's enormous opportunity out there to grow this incredible industry and to take advantage of the opportunities that sit here. And what we're seeing, interestingly, is the younger groups are actually adapting to and wanting coaching much more than some of the older demographics. I think they're seeing the opportunity to really personally develop. They're seeing the opportunities to do something a little bit different, to grow themselves. They're not just reliant on the old way, which we did as we went to work and our employer taught us what to do and how to think. People these days want to think for themselves. And in those younger markets, there's certainly enormous opportunity of people who want to actually learn how to think for themselves and develop themselves. Improve communication skills, increase self-esteem and self-confidence, improve work-life balance, increase productivity and increase well-being. They're the top five impacts of coaching. And all of us can have the ability to help people with that, to impact their lives in amazing ways. We know that some 40% of people believe that coaching would enhance their business or their career. 45% of people wanting to maximize their potential. Okay. Absolutely critical. But when it comes to coaching, there's coaches and there's coaches. We all know that. There's a lot of people out there with a shingle on their door saying, I'm a coach. What we are seeing is the importance of credentialing in this industry is growing and growing and growing. What we're seeing now is that some 80% of people minimum believe that credentialing is important. And I tell you, if you want to work in corporate or government these days, you need credentialing. And that's where the ICF sits in. The ICF have done an amazing job over the last 10 years in trying to create standards, international global standards in coaching, which can become the benchmark of this actual profession and this industry. And we're now seeing the marketplace understanding that. They're hearing now. They're seeing the difference between credential coaches and non-credential coaches. Okay. So what else is available to us? Okay. What absolutely else is available to us? Well, the market opportunities have never been stronger. We've just coming out of COVID. We're coming out of a couple of years of Zooming, okay? People are now making big decisions about their career. It's everywhere. People are now going, do I want to work the way I did before? I've got more flexibility in the options, not just about where I work, how I work, what I do, the number of opportunities, you know, what they people call side hustles that everyone's looking for. We've never been through a greater probably opportunity of change or period of change in workplace and career. So that's an enormous opportunity for coaches right now, because people are asking the questions about work-life balance. I thought people stopped asking that like at the end of last century, but it's back on the agenda again because people over COVID have been given the opportunity to see the alternative, to see, hey, maybe I don't need to spend 3 hours commuting in a car. Maybe I can be more productive actually working from home. And in fact, maybe I'm more productive working in an area that actually suits me more. So that opportunity has never been greater, I feel, right now, to really take advantage of coaching. Organisations, government, everybody is wanting to enhance their coaching. Organisations are wanting to train their leaders in coaching skills. It's the number one skill for leaders. Forget managers. Managers are old hat now. It's all about leadership. And leadership, emotional intelligence, coaching are the way of the future. And so working in this industry and this profession, I think, has never been a better time. And I've been doing it for 14 years. It's never been a better time than right now. So if you're thinking about becoming a coach, the time is now. The time is to act right now, 2022, because the opportunity is there. The personal reward is there and always will be there. And I just don't think you can actually make a better decision to what I might call commit or devote my life to improving human potential. It's an amazing choice. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Fire Up Coaching Podcast. If you would like more information on coaching, becoming a qualified coach, or want to experience the power of coaching, call us on 1-300-FIRE-UP or head on over to the website fireupcoaching.com.au, where you will also find access to more amazing podcasts that will help you fire up, level up, and ignite the potential within.